FME OK. The story of Sara and Yusra Maldini is a story that takes them on a journey fleeing war in Syria, looking for safety in Germany. It is both unique and also universal. Millions of refugees have gone through desperate journeys. But Sara and Yusra's experience is now dramatised in a movie on Netflix called The Swimmers. Let's take a look. Swimmers, hi Yusra. Hi Yusra. Sara, hi Sara. And director Sally. Sally, so wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us, being here on the stream. I'm just thinking about the storytelling and you telling your own story, Yusra and Sara. How did that story get out in the first place? How did people get to hear what happened to you and your journey? Because that's often what people ask is, why would you get on a boat that was so dangerous? When people ask that, when you hear that being asked, what do you tell them? Yusra, you start.
Honestly, we left our country when I was 17 and Sara was 20. At that point, there was war for 5 years already. The war started when I was 13. And that was our only choice. To us, it wasn't a different story. There are millions of refugees that went through the same routes, that had to take those dangerous journeys to get on a dinghy and risk their lives. But as I mentioned before, it was the only way out. And we chose to leave because we wanted to escape war and violence. And after a year only of getting to Germany, I got selected to be to go to the Olympics with the first ever refugee Olympic team. And that on that day, we got like 300 emails from media. And then the story got a little bit famous. And then we got a request for a book, and then we got a request for a movie. And at the time, we did refuse that because I wanted to focus on the Olympics, and Sara wanted to go back and volunteer and help refugees on the island in Greece. And after the Olympics, we had the conversation again with Working Title, and they grabbed our attention. And then when I visited London and I talked to the producers, I really felt that they wanted to do a great job. They wanted to not just tell a story, but make an impact. And that's exactly why we said yes to tell the story and make it a movie.
Sally El Hosseini is the film director. Sally, what stood out for you? Why did you have to make this film?
So Working Title contacted me with a screenplay that Jack Thorne had written. And I'd heard of Yusra in the news around the time that she was at the Olympics, but it wasn't until I read the screenplay that I discovered Sara. And I think it was that sister relationship and the fact that this wasn't just about one hero, but about two heroes in my mind, that I really wanted to tell the story. And I found Yusra and Sara so inspirational, but also they reminded me of me when I was growing up, of me and my friends growing up in Egypt. And I liked also that they were teenage girls like any young modern Arab liberal teenage girls, and I thought that was really powerful in terms of sharing this kind of story to remind an audience that refugees can just be ordinary people like you and me.
Sara, there's a moment in your journey where you did something extraordinary. where your dinghy that you were in crossing from Turkey to Lesbos, it started taking in water, and you made a decision, which is why we're now talking to you, because it was that decision, what you and your sister did, that made you very well known around the world. Can you tell us, can you take us back, if you don't mind, to what you decided to do?
Before we actually to jump to the decision, we are a professional swimmer and trained lifeguards. So somehow before we left, our plan was never not to really help anyone or to do anything. But then when we were in the water, we felt like you couldn't just leave people behind. And to be honest, this decision just came in a second. There was like it's a fight and flight decision that it's in a second, you have to do it. And if you want to survive, you just had to jump in the water and just do it. And then, you know, anything, because somehow it wasn't night, there was not another way that we can make it. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the serious situation, you can't just leave people behind and swim by yourself. So that's how I think I made the decision.
You jumped out the boat, your sister jumped out the boat, and then you swam alongside the boat, the dinghy, which was taking water. You lightened the load. Everybody managed to get to the coastline of Lesbos. Everybody managed on that dinghy. That's not everyone's story, but you managed to do that. Yeah. And so jumping out the boat saved lives.
Definitely. And it's also very important to highlight that other people also jumped, and we were all helping with each other. And yeah, that's the story that we didn't want to just leave ourselves to die in that night. I think no one on that boat believed that their life were over yet. And I think that is the story, that no one really wanted to give up yet and just to let go of their lives. And we all could together find a way to stay alive.
So I'm going to play a clip from the film, because there's so much about swimming in the film, because Yusra and Sara's dad was a former swimmer, really good swimmer, and he had daughters. And he really wanted his daughters to be really great swimmers too. So your dad was your coach, and he was determined that you should be not only just national swimmers, but Olympic swimmers as well. There's a lot of swimming in this film. I'm going to show a scene which really is so terrifying, and it makes you realise why Sara and Yusra left home. They left home because of things like this. Let's have a look. So on YouTube, Yusra is watching right now. Here's the comment. Art has the power to change the perceptions and worldviews. Keep the spirit up, folks. The idea of art changing people's minds. Tell me more about what you wanted to do with this film.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for that comment. I think that what film does so wonderfully is it allows an audience to walk in someone else's shoes and to really empathize with others, and to be on a journey with others. That's what I was really hoping, was to humanize the characters in the story, the refugees in the story, so that you no longer saw them as other, but Yusra and Sara could be your sister, your daughter, your cousin, your niece. And I think that's what makes the story very powerful, is the universality and the ability for people to relate to them and to the other characters in the film.
Earlier we spoke to Mariam, and Mariam has a message for you, Yusra and Sara. So here she is. Have a listen in and tell me what you think.
Although our struggles may look and feel very different, your story makes it clear that the resolve needed to face these challenges is the same. I can't think of any medal or honor that could truly repay you for what you both did to save so many lives. And thank you for inspiring us to continue to choose courage.
Just jumping back on the scene that we saw that you played, that actually did happen. It is obviously art, and it was made in a different way, but it did happen while I had training. And unfortunately, this thing did not happen once or twice when we were in Syria. It happened so often, and it became, unfortunately, normal. So I did thank Sally for so many things, and especially this scene and the other scene, where one of my favorite scenes was when the girls are dancing and you see the bombing happening in the background. You don't see that anywhere in the news. You see, like, in the Arabic world, like, pictures or portrayed, as Sally mentions it always, in this gray, and those gray or beige colors. You don't see the normal life of, like, Syrian teenagers or Arabic teenagers. And I think those scenes are very, very important that they were in the movie. And we were very lucky that Sally directed the movie in such an authentic way, where me and Sarah can say, hey, it is 90% true, everything that happened. And yeah, I want to say thank you for the lovely message. So yeah, no, in general, we're very happy with the outcome.
I'm just thinking about parts of the film that I really enjoyed. And it was, I have sisters, and we dig each other all of the time. We poke each other. We say things to make each other upset. And then we hug and we love each other. And I think the family dynamics and how you stay together, and the tensions between you, between how your dad relates to one daughter and how he relates to another daughter, that's really important. I think that is why the film resonates so much, because it's family drama. We all have family drama. I want to bring in Natasha, who's a PhD candidate at York University, and she talked about a scene that stayed with her. Let's have a listen to Natasha.
I think the scene that really made me hold my breath was when the asylum seekers were in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, and they call the Coast Guard to ask for assistance, but they're told that they cannot intervene because it is not in their policy. That was extremely disturbing and gut-wrenching to hear, but also witness. Despite this, I think the film can promote greater conversations around safe passage for asylum seekers.
What I noticed was, because 2015, 2016 was a time when Al Jazeera and all news networks were covering the refugee crisis a lot, and we would see scenes like this, but when you follow it in a drama, in a movie, it hits differently. Why is that, Sally?
Well, I think, you know, creatively, the entire team was keen to make this movie as far away from the images you normally see on the news as possible, because you can become a little bit desensitized when you see those images on the news over and over again. And so in a movie, you're able to inhabit a space of memory, of trauma, of hopes and dreams and nightmares. And everything above water was reality, but everything underwater was this subjective space where time would slow down or speed up, and you would, you know, have flashbacks, or you could explore these more emotional sides. And so I think that was something we really worked hard at in the movie, to, you know, down to which lenses we chose to film with, for example, you know, choosing the ones that were as far away from the news camera lenses as possible, these handmade lenses that had lots of imperfections with them that give you a more emotive feeling and, you know, relationship to the images that you're seeing. And also, like, allowing the camera to be a character on the journey with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, the choice of where to place the camera, so that you really feel you're in the dinghy with people. You feel you're seeing exactly what they're seeing. And you're feeling the intimacy of the sisters together. And I'll never forget, I mean, I'm so happy to have Sara on this, because I think that she should tell what it was like the first time we shared the movie with you guys. in Berlin, and we came and we were so scared and nervous because I think it ties nicely to what we're talking about with sisters.
We're waiting for the story. Go ahead.
No, definitely. I was nervous, yeah, so much to see the story coming together. I think it's have to do with the idea that really I don't think ever I was imagining that my story or our story and everything that we grew up on that's going to be on TV at the end of the day. And that it could be actually, like, you could not really believe that someone who, like, I mean, I know Sally very well now, but when we first met, like, if it's not a family member, you don't believe that someone will capture this intimacy between you or this really authentic relationship. But then when I saw the movie the first time, I was blown away with it. I was cheering all the time when I was in my seat. And literally, we were crying the whole movie.
Oh, my goodness. Some of the comments
were crying.
Yeah. Music as well, weren't you?
What made you cry? What made you cry?
You were dancing to the music as well.
Yeah, we cried every 2 minutes. No, yeah, we were crying all the movie. I remember that we actually had popcorn with us that day. I was like, what the fuck? Why did I even brought this with me? I don't think I could even breathe. Like, I was just crying the whole time. I couldn't. And even the third time I watched it, I was still very emotional. But I would like to also comment on I think Marianne was her name.
Mm-hmm. Marianne.
The comment she said, I found it very, very refreshing that she actually highlighted that point in particular. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, from working in Greece since 2016, it's way worse than that. It's not just this phone call. There's pushbacks. People are being detained for years because they are crossing, and people are being pushed back to Greece, to Turkey, for example, and being detained there. And it's kind of frustrating to hear that it's not even, there's no help anymore. People are being abused in the water for trying to cross, even if it's on the Mediterranean, if it's from Turkey to Greece or from Libya to Italy. And that's a lot of stuff that right now no one really talking about, and no one really sharing it. And we're not going to talk about thousands and thousands of people are stuck by the borders and living on the borders since years because they're not allowed to enter or to leave. So, it's I'm very happy that it's highlighted, but it's, unfortunately, it's the normal way of how refugees are being treated in Europe, and it shouldn't be that way, as we all know.
So many myths are busted in this film. Stereotypes about what Arab women are like and what they do. Stereotypes about Syrians and families and refugees and who they are and what they do. So there's so much. It's so rich, and it's activism, but also drama and a beautiful film at the same time. Some feedback here on Twitter. We have Nafsit, an inspirational movie. Got to see the dangers that asylum seekers face to get out of war-torn countries. Truly looking forward to the end of the Syrian war. Goodness me, that's a whole new discussion right there. One more piece of feedback from Twitter. Loved it. Amazing perspective on the perils faced by asylum seekers every day. Wonderful story and ending, amazing acting as well. I'm just going to mention, ladies, because we've got all ages watching, we have to be very careful about curse words. There's a little bleep that we'll have to do for the replay. But if you remember that we've got children watching as well as we discuss things with each other. And I do apologise if you've got little ones and you heard a curse word earlier. Talking about the amazing acting, I want to go to the two actresses who portrayed Sara and Yusra. And in Germany at Berlin at the premiere, this is what they said about the Toronto. This is what they said about what they hoped the film could do. Let's have a listen. Let's have a look.
We really hope that it will change the mind of a lot of people because a lot of people have a wrong image of refugees. So we're really hoping that it will reach an audience and they will like change their mind.
Because I know how badly they are seen, the refugees. I know how Arabs are seen. I know how they portray them in films. I'm really interested to know after this film. Yeah. It's really this is what you were thinking. Now this is the truth.
So I don't want to give too much away because there's so much in the film. So there's something to do with the Olympics. Watch the film on Netflix. There's also something that Sara decides to do, which I am going to tell you about, and she mentioned earlier, which is that she went all the way to Germany on a desperate, perilous journey. And then you decided to do what, Sara?
To go back to Greece and volunteer there for a few years. I was doing search and rescue in the water and on the shore, and Arabic translation for 2.5 years.
When you were doing that work, something happened, and we've talked about this on Al Jazeera, which is the criminalization of humanitarian work. So at the moment, you are facing a trial which could mm-hmm. end up in you serving 20 years in prison because you were helping refugees. Can you tell us where you are right now and then mentally where you are right now, thinking about that?
So basically, we are waiting for trial. I was arrested back in 2018 together with two other of my colleagues. And we spent 3.5 months in detention. We were released on bail. And now we are, since then to now, we're waiting for a trial. We supposed to have a trial last November, but then it was postponed. And then again, now we're waiting for our trial on the 10th of January. Hopefully for the misdemeanors, and we're just waiting, to be honest. We created a campaign called Free Humanitarians, where we created a petition that people can sign for us to help us collect a number of signatures so we can ask for the charges to be dropped. We have a donation link for people to support, and we're campaigning in general every time it comes to the court, just to explain to the people and provide information that we're innocent. I mean, we're being prosecuted for helping people by giving water and blankets on the shore. Mentally, I would honestly say that since the trial started and since my arrest, I am on pause. My life is on pause, and I was not able to do anything because every time you're trying to get into stuff in your life and start something new, a new trial date comes, a new information shows up, a new update in the case, and then it takes you back to 0 point. And it's very exhausting. And I really will be very happy if this nightmare is over very soon.
I'm going to leave you with one more voice, and this is Isra's voice. She's a Syrian-American activist. She had a question for you both, which I'm going to ask you to answer very briefly, but it's really pertinent to the conversation that we've been having today. Here she is.
To Yusra and Sara, thank you so much for allowing the world to witness your incredible journey of resilience and courage and hope. It is a true example of when you humanize this narrative of the refugee crisis and refugee journeys, you allow people to really understand the reality and you break down misconceptions and stereotypes that people have. My question to both of you is, given the incredible portrayal in this film and given the people that are watching this film and responding so positively to it, what would you tell them to do to take action to continue to support refugees who are still currently fleeing conflict and those who have resettled in countries? Thank you so much.
The closing moments of the show. Sara, what would you say?
I would say for people to really come out of their comfort zone and look up more where the people are coming from, what are their reasons why they are fleeing and what they are really looking for in the places that they are trying to reach, instead of spending more time on judging or believing an information that has been flying around from people to another without no base or fact into it, and contribute with a small amount of time as a volunteering.
Okay.
Or ask more around, yeah.
Thank you so much. Yusra, Sara, Mardini, thank you so much. Sally is the film director of The Swimmers, currently showing on Netflix, and you can watch it hopefully anywhere that you have Netflix. Thanks for watching. Thanks for your questions and your comments. Take care. I'll see you next time.